Now we talk with the head coach of the victorious Sacred Heart Eagles, Coach Paul Bethke. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations on the third-place finish, and what a way to wrap up another fantastic season.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was. You know, they just kind of continued what they've been doing here the last few weeks and what they've grown into as a team. A lot of confidence, a lot of teammates being there for teammates, and you know, responding when adversity comes and not letting anything get too big. And I thought that was the story of this game. We still struggled to get a big hit every once in a while. But they hit the ball today and made plays in the field, and that's all you can really ask.
And you get into a third game of the state tournament. You know that you have great pitching depth, and you showed that here in this game. You only gave up three hits total in eight innings in the third game in 2 days. That is not only defensively were you solid again, but your pitchers were fantastic.
Yeah, and I can't say enough about Jake. You know, here towards the end of the year, he didn't get a whole lot of time on the mound just with the way the schedule went. And you know, during tournament time, we're throwing out our rotation, and he hasn't had a lot of time, so he was a little rusty. Mechanics, he said his arm was fine, but I said, yeah, it's fine, Jake. And he just battled the whole game. He almost finished the game, but he finally did run out of gas, and I was so happy that Joe got to come back in, and he was Joe. He came in and got outs, and he's just a competitor and someone that probably irreplaceable. Gonna miss that kid so much, and I'm just so happy you got another chance to be on the mound.
You got behind. They built a 1-0 lead in the fourth inning with their first hit of the game happened to be a solo home run, and they take a 1-0 lead. But you bounce back in the fifth inning, the top half. Mike Gapp, he leads off with a single. Then it was Arnson with a single, and then run scores on a double play. But again, you found a way to answer, and how big was that to score a run in the top half of the fifth?
That was huge, because we're starting in the back of your mind, you get base runners and leave them on. Sometimes it gets harder to even get a hit. And, you know, ideally, you want something other than a double play to score the run. But, again, we got a run across. And that was huge to kind of, you know, get us right back into a even score. And we could start from there again. And then Jake was still battling away on the mound, and we were still making plays on defense. So I liked our chances at that point.
Then in the top of the sixth inning, you lead off. Ben had a double. Then he ends up scoring on an error when Nick hit one to shortstop. Then Nick later scored when Isaac, he had a triple. So all of a sudden you take a 3-1 lead, and things were looking pretty good going into the bottom of the sixth.
Yeah, again, and that our offense, it was really coming around again. And Ike has been so consistent here the last couple of weeks that I want to say he's had three triples here since the playoffs started. And someone you hate that this season ends. Like, some of these kids are really hot right now, and that's from a lot of work, you know. And a lot of it's just that confidence and approaches at the plate, which they have bought into what we've helped them with and created that for themselves, and I think it was contagious. Like all the way through the lineup, they want to be up to bat. You know, sometimes it gets big and they get tight and whatever. That I didn't see that at all this whole tournament. They wanted to be up for the challenge. It didn't always work out, but very next time they had forgotten about that and they wanted to do it again. And that's, I think, why we were successful.
Then in the bottom of the sixth inning, those two runs proved to be extremely important, because Asima hit a two-run home run and you're tied at three apiece. Nobody scores in the seventh, and you go to the eighth inning, and the first batter is retired on a strikeout, and then Isaac Sundby is able to, Larson walked, and then it was Isaac Sundby hitting into a fielder's choice, but he reaches, and then a later comes around to score on a single by Elliot Arnson, and you need a little luck sometimes to win at the state tournament. You have a hop that goes over the first baseman's head, and that's how you scored a run. You add another run a little later with bases loaded to hit batter to Jake Satterlin, and you take a 5-3 lead. But again, that play and getting a Sacred Heart bounce never hurts.
Yeah, and again, that's we preach that all the time. You know, if you put the ball in play, you never know what's going to happen. The easiest play to get an out is probably a strikeout, right? And so many different things can happen by putting the ball in play. It gives you the best chance. And our guys really have done a good job of that. And obviously, those runs are huge and to extend it after, you know, a two-run lead versus a one-run lead is so big in extra innings that just to help the pitcher out, the margin of error is a little bit bigger then. You can give up a base runner or two and still make pitches. So I thought that was huge.
In the bottom of the eighth inning, Isaiah Asima, their leadoff batter, he was able to single. And then you get a pop out to the shortstop. And then Asima's you had runners. You intentionally walked Noah Asima after his two home runs in his last two at-bats. So you have runners at the corners. And then Josiah is able to retire the next two batters that he faces. And you win on a great catch. Was that Satterlin that made the catch out in left field? And what a catch that was. And with my eyes, I couldn't quite see. I thought he was running after it because it went off his glove or something because he was celebrating by running, but he caught it.
The exact same thing.
That makes me feel better. But he makes the grab, and we just can't celebrate without a little heartbeat or two there, or a skip of a heartbeat. But you win 5-3, and the celebration starts, and as we said, a great way to wrap up this season.
It is, and Nick has come such a long way this season to not really knowing where he's going to play or how much he's going to play. Just kept plugging away and finally started getting comfortable in the outfield, and so we put him out there more, and then also more comfortable at the plate, so we could put him out there more. And finally, by the end of the year, you know, I think he is much more comfortable, and I think he's found a spot maybe for a while. I mean, we lose a lot of outfielders, so, and that's what we're going to need. And just the confidence he has out there to make that play, he would have never made that play at the beginning of the year. But he had a great route to it, ran it down, and gave me a little heart attack by running after he caught the ball.
He gave a lot of people a little heart skip there, but you just talked about the seniors. You lose four of them, or you say goodbye. You don't lose them, but Josiah Sunby, he is a senior. Then you have Kevin Rorick, Mike Gapp, and Ben Wareham.
And
Dawson Rourke as well. Yep. So you have those senior. I just skipped right over them. But so you have the five, and you lose a very talented and important handful.
Oh, absolutely. They have given so much to this program, just in not only in how they play the game, but the incredible people they are, just the work ethic, how, the leadership. They've grown into such leaders on and off the field. You know, it's hard for me to talk about them even now, and they're not here. Just how much of a hole they're going to leave, but they have left clues on how to fill that hole, and that's what my favorite thing about them are, just by example. And so the young kids know here's how we're supposed to go about things. And I'm not talking just on the baseball field. It's at the hotel. It's when we're on the road. Just everything about them is so huge to what our program is all about. And it's because of those kids that we have these opportunities. So it's going to be so different without them around.
That's the bad news. You lose those five. But the good news is everybody else is coming back, and you have a lot of talent that's going to be returning.
Yes, and again, they've bought in and learned from those guys, and they're paying that back to the younger kids. And we are going to have a lot of leaders next year. They grew a lot this year. Obviously, Parker's been there since the get-go, and he has grown in a tremendous leader. But it's that whole junior class behind him. Whatever, there's many different roles that are played by those kids, but they're leaders in their own way, and that's been important to us. Like, our bench has a job. It's a role that's no less important than the guys playing. And they believe that, and they take that off the field, and they use that to help them in their lives. They're good leaders in school, and that's really what we're trying to do. Is we use baseball to do it, and we want to win games, but the bigger picture is they're great kids.
Pretty good student athletes as well. As you finished third place at the state Class A baseball tournament, you finished the season 21-4, and just an outstanding season, Coach. It was a blast following you again throughout the regular season here into the postseason, and we congratulate you and all the players, and we look forward to what should be another exciting season next year.
Well, thank you very much, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate what you provide to everybody, the coverage and just the support you give us. We really appreciate it.
Well, again, congratulations, and you get to enjoy the off season now.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.